And we start with a couple of headlines that you do need to know. One's Olympic-based. Canada and Australia will not send their athletes to the 2020 Olympic Games in Tokyo because of the risks associated with the coronavirus outbreak. The Olympic committees for both countries said in separate statements, both countries' Olympic committees are also calling for the games to be postponed until 2021. So much like before the NCAA tournament was eventually canceled, we saw Kansas, Duke say they weren't sending their schools anyway. We now see two countries doing that regarding the Olympics as the coronavirus outspread continues. On other news you need to know, one superstar from the XFL, PJ Walker, is now headed to the NFL. The quarterback has signed with the Carolina Panthers, so he'll become the first XFL player to join an NFL team since the Upstart Football League announced Friday that its inaugural season had been canceled because of the coronavirus pandemic. This will reunite Walker with Panthers first-year coach Matt Rhule, who coached Walker for 4 years at Temple. So a little reunion there for a superstar player and a great moment for the XFL, obviously. It's First Take, Your Take on ESPN Radio, ESPN News. I'm Jason Fitz. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Again, I will say this every single day. There's nothing I can do about the pandemic. There's nothing I can do to help in that situation. As we get more breakdowns on how it affects sports, we will continue to bring that to you. We will do our best to get you guys the information you need as you need it. Most importantly, the best thing we can do right now is offer some level of distraction, some level of escapism, and we will continue to do that with sports and whatever the sports gives us throughout the course of each single day. So what we want you guys to chime in on, have a little fun around the NFL. Who's improved the most during free agency? You'll hear First Take's thoughts on it in just a little bit. What team went out there and improved themselves the most? 888-729-3776. That's how you can jump in on the conversation. You can also tweet me at Jason Fitch. Who improved themselves the most during free agency? A lot of signings, a lot of votes there. So let me know who you think. And by the way, later you'll hear a First Take take that was kind of surprising to me. In the meantime, First Take started today heated about Brady and Belichick. As we continue to look at the celebrity breakup between Brady and Belichick, the question is, at this point, who's going to gain, who has more blame in the breakup? Stephen A. talked to Max about it today.
Here's the situation. Bill Belichick has his own rings. He's been to two Super Bowls. He's captured two Super Bowl titles as a defensive coordinator. Now he's captured six as a head coach, went to nine, Super Bowls, as a head coach and two, obviously, as a defensive coordinator. So that's 11 in total. You can't tell him anything. It's not about kissing anybody else's ring. He's got his own ring. And even though people have used that phraseology with me when it came to explaining what dismay Tom Brady had with Bill Belichick, it transfers to a different level. It's one of those situations where Mr. Kraft obviously loves himself some Tom Brady. That's like a son to him, which is something he's personally told me on several occasions. The thing is that how can you not have profound respect for the greatness, the leadership, the brilliance of Bill Belichick? And Bill Belichick was one of those dudes, like Max has pointed out on many, many occasions, to his credit, he's very famous for getting rid of you a year early as opposed to it being a year late. And he certainly had that same mindset when it came to Tom Brady. Tom Brady is a guy that didn't want to follow conventional wisdom or traditional paths in terms of retiring from the game at age 40 or whatever. He thinks about the quickness when getting rid of the football, the way he's taking care of his body, the TB12 brand and everything like that. And he really had strong aspirations, obviously, to play until age 45. So what happens? He's sitting there saying, this is what I've done for you, but you want to treat me like I'm just anybody else. Well, I'm not anybody else. I am an aberration. I think I will have proven, I have proven that on many occasions, not just by the way I play, but the amount of times you've restructured my deals. It's rare, if ever, that I've been the highest paid player in football. I don't sit up there and crunch you come contract time or anything like that. I've made sacrifices that have facilitated you being as great as you are, because if you weren't able to get the personnel that you got in other areas due to me taking those risks and making sure to facilitate things for you financially, you wouldn't be in the position that you're in. He felt that there was a flagrant lack of appreciation on the part of Bill Belichick. And listen, it came down to this. If Bill Belichick had gotten on the phone with Tom Brady a year ago, we love you, we never want to lose you, we don't give a damn what it takes, Tom Brady would still be a New England Patriot. Bill Belichick was not willing to do that. He said, damn that. And that is why Tom Brady not only is gone, but he's been gone since last year. It was a foregone conclusion. We all basically knew it. And in the end, that's what it comes down to. So clearly, Bill Belichick is the person to point the finger at more than anybody else. Because as Kraft said to me when he called last week, if Tom Brady had wanted to stay, we would have worked it out. There's only one reason he wanted to leave, and that is Bill Belichick.
That's ridiculous. You're wrong. You're flagrantly, blatantly wrong, Stephen A. Think about what you're saying.
You're uninformed.
If Tom Brady had wanted to stay, he would have stayed. If he would have stayed, right, under his conditions, but he doesn't make the conditions. He's not the GM and the coach. He's not the guy foremost responsible for the success. He's number two behind Belichick, the GM and the coach. Brady, it was in the article, Stephen A., the Wickersham article, how upset he was after the loss to the Eagles, where he threw for a billion yards. They never had to punt, right? But they still lost. Why? Because it was the worst defensive Super Bowl in the history of sport, in the history of Super Bowls. No one stopped anyone that game. The first team to make a good defensive play won. That was the Eagles. So the offense was unstoppable, and he had weapons. He had Gronkowski, who was targeted like 15 times, Amendola, Dion. He had weapons in that Super Bowl. What Belichick saw was that's not enough. There are finite resources in the NFL. We can't put it all on the offense. He reworked the team into a great defensive team. And by the way, won the Super Bowl the very next year on the defense and the running game. So you see that you're not going to be the dominant team on offense, defense, and special teams. You just don't have unlimited paycheck to do it or unlimited resources to do it. Usually the Patriots are better in two out of the three, almost always in two out of the three. And that's how they won the very following year. Now this year, the Patriots still won 12 games, but Brady has further slipped. So, well, he had no weapons. Yeah, he didn't have a top-notch outside threat or tight end. I agree, but it was good enough to win 12 games, largely behind the defense. And a good game manager who's big on third down, which you can win a Super Bowl with, as you saw the year before. Why did Tom Brady leave? Because under those circumstances, no, he's not going to have all the weapons, and then you got to take away from the defense, which, you know, the defense slips. That's not the way Belichick thinks is the best way to win, given where Tom Brady is at his stage in his career. Still won 12 games. So what does Tom Brady want? He wants a contract that pays him as though he's still a player that he's no longer. I mean, we could debate whether or not he is, and it's because of the weapons, and I see no deterioration in this, but he was worse under pressure. It took longer for him to process information, it seemed. And that's year over year, 2 years now.
First Take, your take on ESPN News. Straight Talk, Straight Talk Wireless has full court cell phone coverage that you need. Get the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G for just $45 a month. Saves you up to half the cost of big carriers. Everything for less. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com. We keep talking about why Brady and Belichick aren't together anymore, and we're making it about all of these different things, when the fact is, most of the time when we speak for Tom Brady, we're wrong. I mean, at some point, we have to acknowledge that we've been speaking for Tom Brady for quite a while, because we've all got to figure it out, what he's looking for, what he wants. He wants creative control of the offense. He wants, you know, some say in the roster building. And then we find out that he didn't ask for any of those things when he signed with Tampa Bay. At what point are we going to stop talking for Tom Brady and just turn around and realize the one truth? The one truth is that Tom Brady didn't want to play for New England anymore. That's the one thing we know. Why he didn't want to, it's reckless speculation at this point, because everything we thought was true has turned out so far at every turn to not be the case. At what point are we just going to acknowledge that for whatever reason, Belichick's good with no Brady and Brady's good with no Belichick? I realize that that's not hot takey, but it's just the truth, man. You're facing it. In the meantime, who's improved the most during free agency? I mean, we know that the Buccaneers have added Tom Brady, so maybe that's your vote. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Chime in. Tell me who you think has improved the most and tell me why. Andrew in Pennsylvania. Andrew, what's your take on it? Who's improved the most?
So I got to say, first of all, thank you for taking my call, but the Miami Dolphins have really definitely improved the most. I mean, they're not signing the big offensive players, but if you look at who they signed Byron Jones, they signed Kyle Van Noy, Eric Flowers, and Jordan Howard. Those are four really good, strong players on offense and defense that are really going to make a difference during the regular season. I mean, especially Jordan Howard, during the middle of the season for the Eagles, he was putting out some really, really good production. And Byron Jones, obviously, like everybody knows, he's one of the elite corners in the league. And then on top of that, you had Kyle Van Noy, who's one of the most elite linebackers that the league has ever seen at this point in time. And I think they're really just like subtly putting together a really solid team on offense and defense. And in my opinion, the Miami Dolphins are the clear favorite for who improved the most during free agency so far.
And thanks for the call. Look, I love the logic, and you're right. They spent money. What do we all want our favorite teams to do? They spend money. Like, they went out and they spent a ton of money. You're right that they now have, between Byron Jones and Howard, they have the highest paid corners in the league at this point. They have the highest paid cornerback position allotment of their salary cap. I don't know that I would call Kyle Van Noy with the same praise that you just did. $30 million is a lot there, but, you know, obviously they felt like he was worth it. They're spending the money aggressively. I would agree that they are a winner, although it's funny, our ESPN.com article that breaks down winners and losers that's up there right now from Kevin Seifert actually lists them as a loser, surprisingly. Doesn't love some of the investment. Now, you guys, we've had several votes for them on Twitter, but Andy also comes in and says, how could it not be the Arizona Cardinals? That's a obviously based on one move we've all been talking a lot about, but this is a surprising take. JS says, Patriots, they didn't pay 43-year-old quarterback a bunch of money. Although this season may stink, in the end, they'll benefit from this move. Will they? How long is it going to take to figure that out? I don't know about that. Nick says the Bears added more pass rush to take some pressure off Mac and added a legit quarterback. That's where we are now. We're trying to make Nick Foles a legit quarterback. You guys can keep chiming in. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Yes, I know we won a Super Bowl. Before you at me and get all angry about Nick Foles, I'm just saying. 888-SAY-ESPN, who's the most improved during free agency? We'll keep taking your calls on it. I want you to hear what First Take had to say about it, because Marcus Spears joined Max and Stephen A., and I'm telling you, they had a surprising vote for who improved the most this offseason.
This is going to sound like homerism, and it is, but I think a good case can be made, so I'm going to make it, because I can't take any more 4 or 5 win seasons. Molly, I think our New York football Giants. First of all, when
the
you look
please.
At, like, who's most improved, are you where are you improving from? Like, a team like that wins seven or eight games, improvement of a game or two is a lot. It's hard to improve a lot. When you're a bottom feeder, it's much easier to get much better. You can win 3, 4 more games and still not be a double-digit win team. I think it's the Giants. When you look at what they did at cornerback, right, from Carolina, they went out and got a real guy in Bradbury, a corner. Maybe not a shutdown corner, but a very good player in the secondary. DeAndre Baker, who they got last year, was coming along. In terms of his trajectory as a player, they signed linebackers, overpaid for one or two, but okay, I'm not saying Gettleman's a great GM, but he does recognize that in Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley, he has a franchise quarterback potentially and an all-world running back on their rookie deals. So if you're going to overpay later on, it's going to look bad, but you have the rookie deals going now, pay now. They added an offensive lineman. They added good, by the way, brought in Colt McCoy, backup quarterback for Daniel Jones. He spent money while these guys are on their rookie deals, not in big splashy, flashy free agent signings, but in good football signings that I think make the Giants potentially maybe 3 games better than they were last year.
Mm. I disagree. I'm going to go the route of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers because they got Tom Brady. Yes, I said, oh, by the way, Swagoo, I just want to let you know, when you, depending on where you tilt your head with that background, you actually look like you got an afro from time to time. Just want to throw that out there to you. You might like that look. Anyway, back to Tom Brady. I think that when you look at Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the fact that this dude is replacing Jameis Winston, who not only threw 30 interceptions last year, although 5,100 yards and 33 touchdowns, but he not only threw 30 interceptions last year, as Dominique Foxworth pointed out earlier with Get Up, there were 9 interceptions that should have been catch, but obviously defenders dropped them. The man could have ended up throwing nearly 40 interceptions. Now, you juxtapose that to somebody like Tom Brady, who hasn't thrown more than 14 interceptions in a season in years. And so the fact that you're diminishing that amount of turnovers, you're projecting that that's going to be the case. That's a huge, huge deal, particularly when you consider the fact that their defense finished 8th in efficiency rating. So you take all of that in consideration with the Mike Evans, the Godwins, the O.J. Howards, the Brates, and the crew. The bottom line is that I expect a significant upgrade from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I expect them to go at least from 7 to 10 wins, possibly 11 to 12. Now, that's one team. The other team I got to give some love to, at least in the offseason, and they tend to accumulate it in the offseason as opposed to during the season, is the Cleveland Browns. If you're Baker Mayfield, what do you got here? You got a tight end, you got Hooper, you got a right tackle, you got a fullback in play. Clearly, with Stefanski as the new coach coming over from Minnesota, he likes multiple tight end sets. He wants to sit up there and do all of that. And plus having a slew of running backs to lean on as well. I think those kind of situations, considering that you still kept a Landry or Odell Beckham Jr. in tow, I look at it from the standpoint that Cleveland had a pretty good offseason offensively. Defensively, that's a different argument for another day. But offensively, in terms of of helping out Baker Mayfield, I think they did a plus, and I definitely think it was a plus for Tom Brady to end up in Tampa for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Golly, man. Jeez, I'm glad I got a little something left. It's the Miami Dolphins. It is the most obvious of the best offseason free agent period. Max, I don't know what the hell you talking about with the New York Giants. And Stephen A., take the obvious. It's an elephant standing in the room. Hey, everybody, it's an elephant in the room. Tom Brady to Tampa Bay. Obviously, that's a big signing. The Miami Dolphins did the most work. The Miami Dolphins signed Byron Jones to line up across the field from Xavier Howard, who is one of the top corners in the league. They signed Kyle Van Noy, the premier pass rusher for the New England Patriots last year. They signed Shaq Lawson from Buffalo, who's another defensive lineman pass rusher. Emmanuel Ogbah, who's a pass rusher. They signed Jordan Howard to put him in the backfield, who's had a lot of success in this league. And, oh, by the way, they still have 3 first-round draft picks left. That's been the story of free agency. It's not even close. They signed Karras. They signed Eric Flowers, to be the tackle. They did the most work in free agency, but they got it right because they started at the line of scrimmage. And for you guys on First Take, Max and Stephen A., who likes to talk about quarterbacks and wide receivers and how pretty and good and the guys with the gaudy stats, you win games in the line of scrimmage, that's where you have to start. You got to protect your quarterback, you got to be able to rush the quarterback.
I mean, Big Spike, you're giving all the knowledge there. ESPN Radio presented by Progressive's Home Insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. I love the point he made that, man, there's still draft picks there, too. You know, when you start thinking about the draft portion of it, I think that's also a really key part of it. And a lot of you are tweeting me with who you think has improved the most so far this offseason. Williams said, like I mentioned last week, Atlanta is making some good moves. Got to feel good about that after the Gurley signing. Also, Doug says Arizona has to change their names from the Cardinals to the Bank Robbers. I don't mind that take. I think that's a fair take. I still don't know that Arizona's the most improved. I like this one a lot. Jason says Denver Broncos. They got A.J. Boye for a 4th-round pick they acquired in a trade. They got Jarrell Casey for next to nothing. And they got a solid offensive lineman from the Lions. They're patching up most of their holes, and they still have plenty of money for the draft. I don't mind the pick of the Broncos here. I think they should be in this consideration. Tyler in Washington, thanks for calling the show. What's your take on who the most improved team is?
Hey, love the show. I just want to say my Indianapolis Colts, I think, did a really good job this year. I like DeForest Buckner. That guy's a stud with an already tight defense, like with Darius Leonard. You know, I think they're just quarterback away. I think Phillip Rivers with that line after re-signing Stonja, I think we could do it.
Oh, you know, I want to have hope for you. I do. Thanks for the call. I appreciate your take on it. I just don't I don't believe in Phillip Rivers. I'm not trying to be the hot take guy, but, man, Phillip Rivers he cost the Chargers games last year, and I keep dying on this hill. Mike Golick Jr. at this point has learned to just press mute every time he says the word Phillip Rivers to me, because all I do is rant about how I don't think he's got anything left. He was a liability for the Chargers, and I think he's actually going to make the Colts worse. So for a team that I think is actually better, and for a GM that I think has built a great roster all the way across, and you're right, was one good quarterback move away from having everybody hyped up, I think he made the wrong quarterback move, and that quarterback move actually makes him worse. Tristan in Pittsburgh. Tristan, give me your take. Who's the most improved team during free agency?
This might sound like a really hot take here, but I really think it's the Pittsburgh Steelers, and the reasons why are very subtle but very important going forward. The one thing you got to consider with all of this is you're going to get Ben Roethlisberger back next year and supposedly throwing better based on the type of surgery that he had. And they made 3 moves here that were subtle but huge. The first one that they made was keeping Bud Dupree under the franchise tag, which keeps those two ends and rushers there, which were huge last year. T.J. Watt, obviously, excellent, but Bud Dupree on his own was awesome. And then adding Derek Watt, which is huge for the backfield, because James Conner especially, but all of their running backs, run significantly better with a fullback in front of them compared to when they're in a single back set. The third one is the biggest probably, which is signing Eric Ebron. Ben Roethlisberger's passer rating to tight ends is 103 over his career. He's a great tight end passer, and he loves that guy over the middle that can run the seams and get open for him. And so when you add that on top of Vance McDonald on the end, those subtle moves that they made along with getting Ben Roethlisberger back could add, honestly, close to three games for them compared to what they had last year.
Love the call and love the mindset on it, too, because let's remember that the Steelers did everything they did last year with essentially a fourth fourth guy on the depth chart for their quarterback position. So I'm all in on that. I'm all in on the Steelers taking a big leap forward if Ben is healthy. And frankly, even if he's not, they can still take some leap forward. Tune into the ESPN Daily Podcast that brings you a deep dive into a single story from one of ESPN's hundreds of reporters presented by ADT. Download, subscribe, and review ESPN Daily, available wherever you enjoy your podcast. I want you guys to keep chiming in on who the most improved team is from free agency. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. You can also tweet me at Jason Fitch. We'll get some more of your take. Plus, another former MVP quarterback still has to find a team. You'll hear where First Take thinks he's going to end up. That's all coming up. But first, every night, local police departments across America receive hundreds of calls from burglar alarms. The vast majority of the time, they have no idea if the alarm is real or if there's even a crime going on. All the alarm company can tell them is that the motion sensor went off. Simply Safe Home Security is different. I know it. I see it. I use it. If there's a break-in, Simply Safe uses real video evidence to give a police an eyewitness account of the crime. That means the police dispatch up to 350% faster than for a normal burglar alarm. You get comprehensive protection for entire home, outdoor cameras and doorbell alerts so that you know if anyone's coming up. You have entry motion and glass break sensor guards inside so you know if anybody's trying to get in. Plus, Simply Safe protects your home from fires, water damage, and carbon monoxide poisoning. It's all there. That's why I picked it. It's 24/7 monitoring by live security professionals. You can set your system up yourself without any tools. Trust me, I got the box. It is incredibly easy to just launch it, get it done, and you have security working in no time. And it's only 50 cents a day with no contracts. All you got to do is visit simplysafe.com/fits. That's simply with an I, safe.com/fits. You get free shipping and a 60-day risk-free trial. Go now. Be sure you go to simplysafe.com/fits, F-I-T-Z. That way they know I sent you. That's simplysafe.com/fits. When we come back, MVP quarterback going to find a new home. You'll hear where First Take thinks he should go next. First Take, your take on ESPN Radio. First Take, your take on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, and of course on ESPN News. We're presented by Progressive Insurance, and you're hanging out with us on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Who's improved the most during free agency? It's a simple NFL question. Who's improved the most? With a lot of answers. I mean, you guys are all over the place with the answers. We'll read some of them. We'll let you get some of your take in. Also, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. If you missed the first hour of the show today, go check it out on demand in the First Take Your Take podcast brought to you by Capital One. With Capital One, you can open a new checking or savings account with no fees or minimums. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet? Approval required. Capital One and a member FDIC. So, what's going to happen with the Olympics? We know that Canada and Australia have both said that they will, in separate statements, not be sending their athletes across to Tokyo if the Olympics are not postponed at least a year. So that's what we know. Stephen A. made his case on why the Olympics needed to be postponed today on First Take.
Canada is already on board. Australia is already on board, calling for postponements of at least a year. They are absolutely right. And here is the reason why. I've personally spoken to a couple of Olympians, obviously, that were a bit reluctant to come on camera and talk about it, even though I think they'll change their mind in short order. Here's the reality. The Olympians, because there has been no cancellation, they're being forced to train. Because you can't sit up there and not train and then turn around and they say, excuse me, the Tokyo Games are still going to go on, and you show up unprepared. You've been training for this for over 3+ years, going on 4 years. You've got to be ready to go. As a result, in order to make yourself ready to go, you've got to get out there and train, in all likelihood, with other athletes. What does that mean? The social distancing that the world is imploring all of us to practice, the IOC isn't on board with that. Now, what kind of sense does that make? You know the athletes are going to train because they've got to be ready. In order to be ready, they got to train with and against one another, which means they can't practice social distancing. And everybody in the World Health Organization, federal governments locally, governments throughout the world have been imploring people to do the same thing in Italy, Korea, Japan, China, everywhere. Stay the hell away from each other. But the IOC hasn't canceled anything, thereby forcing these athletes to literally subject themselves or potentially expose themselves to the coronavirus. Now, that's just counterproductive to everything that we're being preached about. So the point is, delay the games by a year. That way, it gives athletes the opportunity to step away, go back with their families, practice social distancing, be safe not just for themselves, but for all of us without jeopardizing themselves in Olympic competition. That is what needs to be done. It needs to be done immediately, and the IOC needs to get off their behinds and make a decision, and make the decision in the best interest of people across the world.
First Take, your take on ESPN Radio and ESPN News. I'm Jason Fitz, and I don't disagree with the concept that the IOC needs to make this decision. I will say, as I've said throughout every single sport that has made the postponements or cancellations across the board, there's nothing wrong with taking time to get it right. That being said, I do want to acknowledge a report that's out there right now from Christine Brennan at USA Today. She has talked to a veteran International Olympic Committee member by the name of Dick Pound, and this is his quote. On the basis of the information the IOC has, postponement has been decided. The parameters going forward have not been determined, but the games are not going to start on July 24th. That much I know. We don't have any confirmation on those reports where it's going to go next. We will keep our eyes on it. I will remind everybody that at the core of this, the Olympics above and beyond the escapism it gives us is something that athletes train their whole lives for. That's, I think, the toughest part of this. When you train, it's not like you suddenly just wake up and you're in shape. You train for the specific time. You time your training to be ready and at your best right when you need to be. So it is incredibly difficult right now for athletes that have spent their entire lives getting ready for this moment to not know when that moment's going to actually come. We'll keep you updated on the breaking news we get. ESPN Radio presented by Progressive Insurance. Cars, homes, boats, motorcycles, RVs, and more. Progressive.com. In the meantime, who's improved the most during free agency? Caden from Oregon. Caden, what's your take?
I got to go with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, just bringing in Tom Brady and having that match of a coach and quarterback relationship between him and Bruce Arians. I think that's going to be huge. And then him being around Mike Evans and Godwin with that defense, that young team, I think that's just going to be big for Tom Brady, and I think it could push Tampa Bay towards the Super Bowl.
Well, thanks for the call, and I don't disagree it's going to be big for Tampa Bay. I will say this. Look at the production that you got from Jameis, minus the interceptions. When you talk about the yards and the touchdowns, I mean, if Brady puts up those sorts of yardage numbers, minus the interceptions, that's absolutely huge. So I don't know that I'm looking for less, or I should say more performance from Brady. I'm just looking for less mistakes from Brady. That'll be a benefit. Mo in Arizona. Mo, who you got as the most improved during free agency?
Yeah, I believe it's my Denver Broncos, because we're talking about most improved, and we added four Pro Bowlers. Jarrell Casey, five straight Pro Bowls, and we really haven't, like, talked about how he won two playoff games for Tennessee last year. Then we got a center who allowed zero sacks, another Pro Bowler from the Lions. Melvin Gordon, which, let's be honest, we know his skill. And then A.J. Boye, first team and got the hands. And if we get C.C. Lamb, we're going to C.C. another Lombardi next year in Denver.
Woo, I like that. I like the twist of the end, Mo. Look, I'll say this. I think Jarrell Casey is not being sold enough for what he's going to mean to the Broncos organization. And if you talk to people within the Titans organization, they'll tell you that not only was he important on the field, but he's one of the biggest keys off the field for what made that locker room special. And he absolutely had a huge impact on it. So to me, Jarrell Casey is going to be a huge impact for the Broncos. I don't know that Melvin Ingram scares me that much, but I do love Jarrell Casey on this. Justin from Ohio, real quick, who you got?
I don't know if they're the most improved, but we've definitely improved the Cincinnati Bengals. I mean, we signed DJ Reader, put him on the line with Geno Atkins and Carlos Dunlap. Our defense is looking much better. We were looking better towards the end of the year. Plus, we get the first-round draft pick, and no one's talking about us being a better team at all. It's just insane. We're going to be a much better team than we were last year.
Justin, I'll give you what you're looking for right here. I'll talk about it all day long. Joe Burrow is going to be an incredible quarterback in my mind, and he's going to make the Bengals drastically better. day one. So I think the Bengals are going to be a much better football team this year because we're not giving Joe Burrow enough love, no matter how much love we give him. I think he's going to be impressive. We'll keep taking your take on who's improved the most during free agency. 888-729-3776 plus. Could Brady regret leaving Belichick? And what do the Chiefs need to do to repeat? You'll hear all that next.